The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Dropping the thing, so thanks for joining me tonight here on Off Limits. If you want to call into this show, please call in at 323-843-6160, and I'm happy to talk to you. Kind of play music and just have rambling as usual as most shows, as some shows lately have been. So if you want to call in, feel free to interject. Kind of talk about some movies I saw recently and also talk about what some things going on in the news and play some music because I'm in the mood too. So if you want to call in, once again, the number is 323-843-6160 and I'll be right back. I saw the movie The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Fucking hilarious. The whole movie, I mean, pretty much from the beginning, was just fucking hilarious. I mean, rolling out of your seat, hilarious, just really funny. I mean, a lot of it's like cheap gags and stuff, but some of those, I mean, not all of it's like that. And it's just a funny, funny movie. And if you haven't seen it, you should check it out because it's really good. And don't pay attention to what the critics say. I mean, a lot of times I watch movies and critics hate them, and I love them, and a lot of my friends love them. And so all you have to do is go look at it and see it for yourself and decide. They also said that about Identity Thief with Melissa McCarthy in it, but also a really great movie. So see what you think. Be right back.
Thank you.
Well, there are apparently these two South African kickboxers named Michael Bernardo and well, the one from South Africa is named Michael Bernardo, and the one from France is called Jerome Le Banner. And they were in the ring in a semifinal round in Tokyo. And as they moved in for the kill, each of them locked eyes, and they actually kissed each other. And there's a video of this. And it wasn't like a deep kiss. It was just a kiss. But it was a kiss. And I'm not sure if it was to put off with the other opponent or what the reason was, but if there were more competitions like this in the ring, I'm sure that I would watch them much more often because generally I don't like that kind of stuff. But more of that, and you got me as a fan.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I remember wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry with all of my friends with big and rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was a
excuse me. Sorry, I had to sneeze. I'm sorry, allergies. Anyway, welcome back. If you want to call into the show, the number is 323-843-6160. My impromptu show today. That kind of music, that like Barbara Mandrell music, reminds me of when I was a kid growing up in Dallas and spending my summers in East Texas with my grandmother and my mom's side of the family. I remember they used to always listen to Barbara Mandrell, and we used to watch the Mandrell sister shows and things like that on TV in the summer and or whenever it was on. And I just remember it takes me back to that time, so it's definitely a good memory. So that's why sometimes I listen to that kind of music, because it reminds me of what it was like when I was young and, you know, a little kid, and in those days when it was just easy. Things were easy, and I don't know, life was just easier when you're a kid, obviously. You don't realize it until you're older, but it was just easier then. So sometimes I play music like that to remind me. I'll be back in a minute.
I lay down to sleep. We haven't spoken.
Oh, that's a song by John Legend that I love. I've always loved that song. He's an awesome singer and really kind of underrated, even though he's very successful. He's not real mainstream as, you know, some artists are these days. But when it comes to being an artist these days, you have to kind of be outrageous. It's not just about what you do in your art or your work, your music, whatever. It's about the persona these days. I mean, if you think about the actors and actresses and the singers, musicians, whatever we have, it's typically they have something different about them that makes them stand out, that not just about their music. If they're fortunate enough to have an amazing voice, like, for example, Adele, whom overcame being a plus-size woman, not a very attractive one either. If you look at her first album called 19, and between the metamorphosis between 19 and 21, the next album she did, I think it was called 21, you know, what she looks like today is staggering. And the fact is, she had an amazing voice in 19, and people loved her music. I loved that album. I had it before. And then when 21 came out, her entire new look came out, and her personal life details came about her dating a black guy and being with black men, a lot of black men or whatever, and then, of course, getting pregnant and whatever, her weight, et cetera. She exploded. And I think that it's interesting to me that people are so concerned with what people look like. And, you know, somebody said, I can't remember who it was, I just heard this the other day. Adele said it. Adele said, someone asked her, you know, well, how's your weight issue going? And she basically said, you know, how's it affecting your career? And she basically said, well, they pay to hear me sing. They don't pay to see me or see what I look like or something like that. It was much more well put than that. But anyway, she's an awesome singer, awesome woman. But I just think it's sad that a lot of really amazing singers out there these days don't really get a chance because of how they look or their personal life isn't as interesting or as dramatic as someone else's may be. But that's the world we live in today. You got to be dramatic. You got to have drama. The next song is a song I love. I played a couple days ago, but I'm going to play it again, called Same Love by Macklemore. And it's got a great message. Be right back.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
That's
I don't know.
And I can't change.
I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. Gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion.
gender, or skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Press pause. Progress marches on with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart, a world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law's gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
Same love. Great song, great message. If you listen to the words, it's got a great message to it. And basically just saying that people are all the same. It's all the same thing, motherfuckers. Stop trying to make us all fucking different all the goddamn time. People are so fucking annoying. Just, I don't know what else to say about it. I don't know. Tired just sort of all of the fucking nonsense. I just, you know, interestingly, like I said, I told you the other day on my show, if you were listening to my show a couple of days ago, about an incident I had at the McDonald's drive-thru a few days ago where this hickish oaf was yelling at me because I was parked somewhere he didn't like, and in the front of the drive-thru because they told me to pull up, you know, because I was waiting for the breakfast to come through. And they he got out and started screaming at me or whatever, and he was wearing these overalls, and he's missing a tooth, and had a fucking cap on, and some big-ass truck. I mean, he was like the epitome of a hick, right? And so I told people on my show what I did, how I responded, and I responded exactly the way I would on my show to anybody I talked to on my show who's calling me names or the N-word or the F-word or whatever the case may be. And I am exactly the way on off of the air as I am on the air. So I told him in no nice words, basically what I thought of him, and really kind of belittled him in every single way to make him feel just as bad as he was trying to make me feel for being different than him. And I think that, I don't know, it's just really irritating to me that we live in a world where this is so prolific. It seems to be getting worse, actually. You know, for a while there, it seemed to be getting better. People were seeming to get along more harmoniously or whatever. And, of course, if you look on television or something, to some degree you'll see that. But even on Big Brother, by the way, if you've looked at that, if you watch that show, there are people on there calling each other nigger and faggot and queer and making racist jokes about the Asian girl, saying, go make me some fucking rice. I mean, things like that. I mean, really just fucking racist, homophobic shit going on. And these are people who represent sort of the generation that they're part of, right? This is the world that we live in today. And it's supposed to be getting better, but unfortunately it seems to be getting worse. But, you know, you could help change that. You can make things better if you want to, if you want to be part of the solution and not the problem. But most people prefer just being on the side of the dramatic and the problem instead of the solution, which is sad. But anyway, not everybody is as caring about that kind of stuff as I am. But I think if you do care about harmony and care about racial equality, gay equality and everything else, then stand up to hate and stand up to bigotry whenever you see it, like I do, whether it's in person or on BTR or wherever you may be, because it matters. Whether you think it does or not, it matters. This next song is a song that I love, and it's really kind of, it's by Nine Inch Nails, one of my all-time favorite songs, and it's a very sexual song. Love it, and maybe you will too. I'll be right back.
You let me violate you. You let me
So that was Closer by Nine Inch Nails, a song that takes me back to the club scene in the early 90s when I used to go out all the time when I was at SMU and go out all the time to the clubs here in Dallas. And I remember dancing that song, bumping and grinding that song, as they say. Good song, takes me back. Anyway, so next song is going to be a song that what song was I going to play? Oh, it's a song you may or may not know, but it's a recent song and you probably don't even know it, but it's a song I really like. Actually, I'm going to play that song later because that one's probably not going to be very well known and you probably won't like it. So first I'm going to play a new song that's by the Pet Shop Boys, a dance song, a few minutes long. And then after that song, I'll play a couple slow songs and we'll be right back. I like the people, I like the sun, So this next song's by Leanne Rimes. It's actually just one of her new songs from her new album, whom I don't really love that much as a person, but I love the song. I think it's a really good song, and kind of gives you, it kind of conveys the feeling of being torn between doing the right thing and doing, following your heart. And I think it's a good song. Be right back.
I'm not sure. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.